Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Okay, let's not get lost in this, because we will
start dropping off.
I know. It's what will happen. I've got to stop picking such good rejoin songs.
I ain't hanging on here. You sing, damn it.
I know. Well, they're winning that. God, really? You prophetized that. Prophesized that. You didn't prophetize it. We can't prophetize it.
We're not prophets.
Especially with an F. Definitely not. All right. Let's see. Oh, we're doing the All Advice. It's not the whole show. The All Advice Hour Thanksgiving edition. Because we got some good email, and we did respond to those people and say, hey, you should call in at this time.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, so far, we've not received any of those replies.
Not yet.
Maybe they've already, you know, here's my hope. My hope is that they already found the help they needed.
Okay.
And not just got frustrated.
I'm going to talk to you.
You know. We don't offer, and I will say this, being very transparent, and by that I don't mean a dad that's now a mom. By that I mean revealing to you. And that is to tell you that a lot of people are having trouble right now in this world. And that's good for people like us who have jobs like this, because it gives us an opportunity to talk to you. Just imagine this world if it were all perfect right now. Everything would always be fun and everyone would be smiling. Would that be fun? Well, yes, it would.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
Especially if you got a tariff check.
Will it ever happen?
No.
The problem is, you know what? If we get to the point where everybody's happy again, you know, the way it used to be, first off, don't, let's not... We got to get past that thing. If it was better in the old days kind of mentality. You know, it was better in the old days. It was better in the old. I mean, I will say they built cars and buildings and stuff way better. But, like, stuff's never been good for everyone. Like, it's just never.
Yeah, materialistic-wise, this is the best time ever.
I mean, kind of is.
Yeah.
Especially, like, opportunities. And, you know, even with that, like, even if it came down to bigotry of some kind. Well, you can become a blogger, or it's a lot easier said than done. But I saw this great thing. You were talking about, one of you were talking about the people that are on Instagram that will try and advise you how to budget your money and do all these things, what to invest in, vending machines and all that stuff.
Everybody's the next Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, and this was kind of talking something. Something quite similar to that. And so the analogy is, if everyone was happy, we would go around saying, you're not smiling big enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's always something. There's a malcontent.
There's a malcontent. Or it'd be like, my smile's bigger than yours. Well, guess what? My smile's supposed to be bigger than yours.
You have the biggest
smile. Have you heard the rumors?
I've ever seen.
My smile's got more followers than you.
That's so. Right. I am from Cheshire. Watch me when I smile. My smile is like the Joker.
Put it away.
Cut that. What was her name? Did he do that to Drew Barrymore? Did he was it Jerry Hall? Where he sliced her face. Her name was Jerry Hall.
I don't know if that. You talking about Heath Ledger's portrayal? Where he was slit from ear to ear?
Is that Kim or Jerry? I can't remember.
Yeah, he didn't do it to Kim Basinger. I think it was Jerry Hall because she had to wear the mask in the movie, right?
Oh, you're talking about the original Batman movie?
Yeah, 89.
Yeah, I don't know if that was because of the slit, right? I think it was because of the chemicals.
Oh, is that what it was?
Burned her face.
Okay, so maybe I am blurring those together. Jerry Hall. Wait, come on.
She's beautiful.
Name a girl Jerry. It wasn't even Jerry with an I. All right, here we go.
Run another one. Hang on, man. Damn. In the car anyway. I see it on TV.
Well, yeah, but what if they got to be at work at like 8:30 or something? All right, here we go. 1-800-774-0093.
Clock in and go to the cubicle.
It's the pubicle.
Get on the phone.
Of course, we'll go to Anonymous first. As we do the All Advice Thanksgiving edition. And the Thanksgiving, here's the other thing too. Here's the text. What if it's not Thanksgiving related? Fine. If it's Christmas, fine.
Don't matter.
If you want to go ahead and ask about Halloween next year, go ahead. Screw a calendar.
Anything you want, baby.
All right.
Anything you want.
Oh, is he already on?
Yeah, he's
on. Oh, okay.
Right,
okay.
Should be.
My bad. I didn't hear anything.
Let me double check.
Is he there? Are you there?
Should be there. Are you there? Anonymous? Oh, there we go.
Oh, there he goes. Hey, good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going? How you doing?
Good, good. Fat boy, I do not hear him.
Let me see here.
I hear him very, very well. I'm not being like pretentious. Really. I'm barely.
The more he talks.
Say something now. Like just. I mean, it's live radio, so don't start saying your favorite cuss words. But just, you know, just do the old testing 1-2 thing.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Okay, way better. Okay, all right.
Way better. Cool. Good. Okay. Well.
All right. Perfect. Now you're anonymous. I was just thinking about that. Like most people call in, they say they're anonymous, but then I always think like friends or whatever, they hear it and then they say, "Hey, was that you on the Rise Guys?" And those folks, I imagine, say, "God, no, I'd never." Anyway.
Well, exactly. You know, I'd rather not say my real name in case my wife's family is listening. So
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, your in-laws have great taste. So a little secret identity situation. Are you cough one time if you're in witness protection?
Oh, can we give him a secret, like a fun Thanksgiving nickname? Like a Andy N.
Andy N. Oh, I don't get it. Oh!
That's stupid. Don't laugh.
I didn't get it at first.
Andy N.
Phil Grum. Phil Grum. Dude, Andy N. and Phil Grum.
Phil Grum is better than the other.
We should do Fossin tomorrow. On a Saturday.
The reason I'm calling, it has kind of to do with my name. I mean, well, sort of, I guess, a nickname that I've been unfortunately given.
Okay.
Phil
and it's Thanksgiving related. God, I love Phil Grum. Like, it was literally like off the top just now.
Phil Grum is good.
I need a job where I can get paid to be witty.
It's better than Fergie.
Fergie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. All right. I guess we'll just kind of screw it. And I guess, my name is Randy.
Oh, that's
well,
cool.
Damn, so much for Anonymous then.
All right.
You folded like a freaking lawn chair in a hurricane.
12 seconds.
That's a new record right there. Okay, so the name is the problem.
Yeah.
Now we got to guess it, though. It's like the nickname is off your name. Is it something bad? Like, what's up, Handy Randy?
Could it be Randy Griffith by chance?
Randy Griffith's great.
So good.
Randy? my father-in-law, he's never called me Randy. He calls me Range. And yeah.
Well, I mean, that sounds like something you treat with ointment, actually, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Like some kind of condition.
Exactly.
Hey, Doc, it's me, Matt, man. Hey, I believe I got a case of the range.
Yeah, we got some range.
We got some range.
Does it burn or itch? It's, that's the problem.
Jesus
Christ. I mean... It's like someone saying Ange for Andy. I mean, he does.
Like Andy.
He goes, hey, Range. I mean, it's. I can't stand it.
Good Lord have mercy. That is Randy. Awful. That's not even a nickname, though. That's like a, it's like a sound effect. Like if they wrote, like, you know how when they talk like boom, pow, and all that in the comic books.
Like if you kick a garbage can or something. Range.
Range. Range. Oh, my God, you nailed that.
Like an old Batman comic or whatever.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about this. Randy.
Thank you. So my wife's family lives out west, so we only see them like once or twice a year. But well, they fly into GSP on Monday and stay at our house till next Saturday.
God bless. And, oh, buddy. That's like 6 days of... Hey, Ranch, what's for dinner? Sorry, I had to for context purposes. You're going to start hallucinating.
You're going
to
be hearing Ranch a lot. The whole
Ranch,
week.
Ranch. Yeah, and home on the ranch. You'll be hearing it in Morse code before it's over with.
Yes, thank you. And I mean, you know, it's, I guess it's not that bad, but I don't know why. It rubs me the wrong way. It bugs me so much. I don't know if it's trauma or PTSD. I really have no idea, but... My wife, she won't tell her dad, and she won't tell her mom. So I don't want it to become like the elephant in the room.
Yeah, because if she told her something to her mom, and mom, because I think the same way. Like if you tell your best friend, he's going to likely tell his other best friend, which is his wife, hopefully, mm-hmm. or at least in rumor mill talk when they're sitting around the table. Okay. So she's going to know, and then if all four of y'all know. That you don't like that he calls you that, they're all like thinking, okay, God, don't remember. It's like when somebody has a sex change, you got to remember, okay, Chris is Krista now.
Christine.
Yes, it's changed. Gosh. So,
She says that I should like pull him aside and ask him to just call me Randy, but.
Yeah.
How? When? I mean, what do I do? When I pick him up at the airport on the first day that I see him? Or do I wait till we're at home and it's like the second or third time he said Range?
Yeah.
I mean, what if it gets awkward after that for days? I mean...
So she hasn't said anything
exactly.
to them either. So your wife, does your wife take the thing of like, hey, if you want to tell him, you tell him? Or if she's like, mm-hmm. honey, it's not a big deal, just tell him. I got a feeling.
Both.
Oh.
Because it doesn't bug her, so she doesn't really care. And she calls me Randy, so she doesn't know. I mean, I'm not irritated with her.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's just kind of like.
He's going to say
if you
it
have
as
a
soon
problem
as he
with what he calls you, you should tell him.
Yeah, Fat Boy's the most subtle person I know, so how would you advise this?
I mean, look, he's going to call you, hey, Rand, as soon as he sees you the first time.
So. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, right.
Because if they. If they, you know, live out west and you don't see them, which the chances of them hearing now would be slim to none. I think unless she has other family here in town, don't say either way. But
I mean, I don't want to be like when I pick them up at the airport.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Hey,
first thing,
don't call me Ranch.
Well,
the first thing I say to him, I don't want it to be negative.
He's not going to respect you if you don't pop him right in the mouth.
True.
Get him back.
Or like, you know, with some people, like, is he like an alpha type, you know? I mean, because like with some people saying that, you're going to get it more.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, that's definitely a possibility. But, you know.
I have zero experience. I've had all great... relationship parents, you know what I'm saying? Like, not necessarily always in-laws, but relationship parents. I've never run into a pair I didn't like.
I don't really have an in-law situation, but if I did, I imagine it'd be something like, you know, fat ass, big one, biggie.
Yeah.
Big like, dummy.
Nobody gives
fat
us
ass, smart ass.
Cute nicknames, Randy. You hear that? Fat Boy and Matt Man. We do not get.
Come on.
God, we sound like comic book characters, like bootleg ones.
We couldn't
the Adventures
fit in the comic.
Of Fat Boy and Matt Man, Fat Boy Wonder. God bless. What your in-laws don't call you any nickname, Fat Boy? Nothing.
There's not really a there's not really a relationship, to be honest with you.
Yeah. No, okay. Well, I'm sorry. For, I thought they might say call you something like, you know, hey, come here. Good Lord, you're big.
Yeah, come here, fat ass, lard ass, chunky chubs.
That's here in the office where those things are said.
Fat neck.
All right. Also, people are texting in. People are texting in range. It's not. How do you spell the word you don't like? Does he write it on cards and stuff? Like, how is it spelled?
Oh. That's a good question.
Does it bother you to spell it? I don't try to think about it.
Yes. Is it like certain words like we only like? Yeah.
R-A-N-J, you know? R-A-N-J. Right. So I'm like, that's what I imagine. I don't recall him actually writing it.
Right.
I also don't recall him writing Randy either. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, I can't wait to hear what the texters or your.
What do calls
anybody that
too?
Calls in has to say?
Yeah. Because, we've never done anything like this before.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never had issues with any in-laws.
You can't really fire back a more hideous nickname for him because that would turn into an argument.
Well, and he's my father-in-law, so I gotta, you know.
Right, you can't call him.
Yeah. But see, you've not gotten the chance to really grow that rapport with him because you only see him so often and, you know. Man, Lord, Randy, I'm glad you can't read our text messages.
Yeah,
I mean, really am.
People are mean. Cringe.
This is not their Friday, I guess, Randy. Almost called you that. Did you see that? I corrected myself.
I want to use it. It's such a fun nickname, Randy. Like, let him.
We won't say it to your ear. We'll wait till you hang up before we say it. But it is like, I've never heard it that way. And the first one I thought of was Andy Griffiths because Barney would call him Ange.
Yeah.
But how to spell it, I don't know.
That's high praise. You would have to put the D in there, right? The D's got to be.
Range. R-A-N-D-J.
Randy.
Randy. All right.
Because your name's already like what British say for screwing, so he's going to have some fun.
No, horny.
Isn't he Randy? Don't they say Randy for hooking up?
I thought they were feeling Randy.
Oh, maybe they are.
Feeling Randy, baby.
Randy,
yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, what if he starts singing to him, Randy, you're a fine boy. What a good son you would.
Dude, you know what would be fun?
He's like, I'm not your father-in-law.
Here's a fun thing. Just to be kind of ironic and sarcastic, say, you know what? I don't like that. I prefer you call me Randall. I don't know if it's short for that or not, but...
It's not, but
okay,
hey.
Okay, well, screw it. What's it short for, Ranford?
Try, right?
Oh, you just Randy?
Ranford.
That's wild. Never thought about that. You're just Randy. It's fine. It's okay. My dad was Phil. He was not Philip.
Yeah.
His birth certificate did not say Philip. It's Phil.
But yours definitely says Philip.
I got the lip, brother.
Why'd they call you Lip?
They could have called me Leo DeRocher. All right. Old people get that joke. All right. Rockin', Randall, we will... you give us an update and let us know how everything goes. You're going to despise your life for the next 6 days, but enjoy it. This too soon will pass, okay?
Well, I know somebody else has probably gone through this too, so I'm kind of counting on getting a little advice.
You're probably the only one.
All right. Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. Bye, Ranch.
Ranch.
Rand.
He's off.
Oh, bless him.
Ranch.
That's kind of stupid.
Look, father-in-law's having fun. He realizes he can push him around. He kind of sounds like a pushover, to be honest with you.
If he wasn't dealing with it for 6 straight days, that's one thing. But also, like, when you express to somebody something aggravates you.
They do it more.
They do it more. And, not to speak poorly of any ex, but I had one that loved to tickle me. And I don't like being tickled.
No.
It's not a...
Why? That's kind of a stupid thing to do.
To tickle me?
It was
her way of instigating. And I'm like, I don't like
under
it.
Under the arms and
like,
stuff.
One time, yes. Or on my neck.
Oh,
I'm such
that.
A puss.
On your neck.
Why don't you tell her to lotion the hands up if she wants to instigate
something?
Well,
no, she would just sit there and like brush against my... And I'm like, I'd grab her hand. And I'm like, listen, if you want... to get on top of me right now, we will do that, but this is aggravating me. It's not turning me on, it's turning me off. It's just aggravating.
Sorry.
And she it made her want to do it more.
Of course, because you hated it. Then I'll tick you up.
What is with women? They want bad boys and they want to aggravate the piss out of the good ones.
Yes! You get it!
Love popping zits, waxing vaginas, and solving murders.
It's pretty much nailed it.
Why do you even like girls? See, that's why guys are always.
You know what?
I'm
not ever going to wonder that.
That's a good question.
That's why you like each other. I figured it out.
Wait till dad's going to find something new to, like, you know, Randy. Just to mess with him. So it's not going to go away.
Mm-mm. It's not, I mean, it's.
I think we just leave dad out and invite him.
He needs to beat his ass once. And say, look,
I don't think it's that bit that, you know.
It's my house.
This text says, if your wife or husband expresses something bothers you, you should represent your side of the family and tell them and not make them do it. But he's a grown man, and if it's one of those things where he can't just take it, then...
Yeah.
Then he needs to say something.
I would say, this is my house, you shut your mouth.
We should have asked him what dad's name was, and then we could have helped him make a derivative variant of his name.
Yeah,
this is why dad's doing it. He's waiting for him to say something to him. He's going to marry his daughter. He don't want her marrying some pushover. So he's going to mess with him until he messes back.
Is that what it is?
He's got a problem in the nose.
Break him down. See if he cries.
He's got to put a gun to his head and say,
oh,
if you say that again, I'm going to show you where I put this gun.
No.
He might need to, like, seriously make him, like, you know, perform on him like Paige's neighbor wanted to with her in the parking lot.
He should hit on each. Rand should hit
if
on
they
the
do,
mother.
Don't send email about it for
no,
God's sake.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Solid question there as well on the TLCMotors.com text line, which you can text, or if you want to use it as a call line, you can do that. It's the same number. I don't know any other numbers like that, to be honest with you.
Nope.
I didn't know you could text 1-800 numbers. I know you could call 1-900 numbers. Can you text 1-900 numbers? Like, have, like, chat sex?
I think you'd look stupid if you did, because I don't know if they'd answer you back.
That's true. You just get on, like, Twitter and talk to AI if you want to do that.
So, yeah, you want to see a picture of my, you know.
I want one that's got big eyeballs, like Sailor Moon. Can you give me that? I want it to look like one of them Beanie Baby eyes, you know?
Oh, that's the next evolution of it. It's not sex talk, it's sex text.
Sexting.
Yeah, but no pictures. Just words. Lucky enough.
And furthermore, for any of those that are blind, can you read adult books by Braille? And I'm not even making a joke. Like, I'm very serious. Also, if you were deaf, would you be okay with someone signing
porn?
Yes. A porn book. They're reading the book and they're, you know, a lot of the circle and the finger, I would imagine, would be used a lot. Does okay. that apply?
I'd have to ask P1 Blind Luck. How does he convey that? Or, you know, how does he...
Is it point at his crotch and go... Like
that? How does he read porn?
Does he do like a crotch chop?
Like, you think you're talking to a chick and you can tell pretty, you know, quickly you're not. It's a guy when she says, you want me to grab your blank?
Yeah. It looks like they're reaching for something, but they're reading Braille. It's incredible. Like, whoever invented that, whoever was it?
Probably a blind guy.
Tony Braille, it says here. Tony, what an amazing invention that was.
I swear to God, I was going to say Tony. That's always the first
go-to
name.
It's always the go-to, isn't it? All right, let's go to, we have a litany of people here, and according to Fatboy's notes, they all want to roast Range. Also, people are saying he doesn't spell his nickname right. It's not R-A-N-J. I don't know how you would say it. The way y'all are spelling it says Range or Rang. But yeah, it's Range.
You got to put the D in it.
It's got to be a D in there. It's like fudge, yeah. Range. Fudge. Ah, fudge. Let's go to Shell. Hey, Shell. Good morning.
Hey, hey, Matt Man. Hey, hey, Frat Boy Paige.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to say real quick how much I love you guys.
Awesome.
I listen here in Charlotte, like, every day. I've listened pretty much since COVID. And I was just flipping around, and Matt Man was talking about his dream where Fat Boy killed him. It was really creepy.
Shower. Yeah.
And funny. Anyways, I've listened ever since. And I've got a Thanksgiving problem, like, kind of, sort of.
Okay. All right. Well, you just look at Paige. What do I have right now? Literally, you gave me goosebumps
because
I think about that dream. It was so weird. Fat Boy was in the shower.
I didn't use the knife either.
Behind me. Yeah, you did.
Jesus.
You didn't stab me. That wouldn't break skin, I've heard. All right.
God.
You also sound very enthusiastic. I understand finally being able to talk to your favorites has got to be. How does it feel, really, right now to be having a conversation with us? It's got to be quite intimidating, I would imagine. seriously, what's the problem, though? You do sound
okay,
very
so
happy.
I'm super happy because I talked to y'all, of course, but I'm calling about whatever his name, Ringe, like, whatever.
Ringe.
Right, okay.
Ringe.
Yeah, of course. So, bless his heart, I heard that whole thing, and I'm sorry, but he's a total pussy.
Like, I love it. Say it like it is, girl.
Like what?
Right? Like, he's like all my exes, just like same brand, just saw. And these aren't emotional kings, okay? These are dudes who break out in hives because they're DoorDash late, okay?
Oh, here we go.
That explains the measles outbreak, I bet.
She's going off. Somebody was going to say.
Well, no, seriously. Guys my age are like walking around with Pinot Grigio, shaking fruity, and giving you headache in the morning. Like, come on. My daddy bra, you're 25. You don't even own a tool. What do you think about
that? Well,
I love you. Jesus. You don't even own a tool. That's freaking great. Yeah, bringing the freaking flamethrower, man.
Yes, she is.
I feel a little bit of a I don't need no man up in here kind of dropping bombs. Are you snapping when you say these things?
Of course. Like, someone's got to. Every dude I've dated in their 20s, either manic, medicated, vegan, dressed like a fruit, or one of those weirdos that cold plunged at 5 a.m. because their TikTok guru told them they'd be like alpha. Honey, if you have to announce yourself as an alpha, you're not even beta.
True.
Like, you're Delta.
Damn.
Like, spring, you know, Spirit Airlines level Delta.
Good Lord, man. She's going off.
Shell, I believe that you could probably freestyle rap battle my ass and win.
Probably,
I think you would win.
She cut you a new one.
Your face, too.
And, well, Rand Runs, I mean, whatever his name is, it's
Range.
One nickname.
Yeah.
Rand, okay. From one nickname from your father-in-law sends you into a tailspin. I just can't. Like, yeah. Real men exist, but they don't start till like they're 40.
Damn right.
And I'm not trying to get a sugar daddy, like, I swear. Mm-hmm. But everybody just, like, calm down. It's not about money. It's about maturity. It's about a man looking into a situation and facing it and not losing his freaking mind because, you know, he can't find his maca tea and his emotional support Stanley Cup to handle it.
Well, let me pause right there because... here's a good time I can give out the phone number, Fat Boy, as we wait for the ramp to come back. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. The phone lines literally are about to catch fire.
The emotional support.
We're
going
to find out how big our 18 to 34 number is right now, I would imagine. Like, you tell me when we can go back.
Yeah, I think we're good. Right?
Okay.
Well, good. Like, bring it on. If you're a guy in your 20s and you're mad at me, then guess what? I'm probably right if the shoe fits. Like, lace it up and maybe call your mom to ask her to do it for you.
God,
Dad,
man.
You talking in
she
like,
can get an entire group of guys to come after us.
She's talking like a meme. She is attacking an entire demographic. You're absolutely right.
Like, she's been burned before.
Whew. Girl.
Well, that's the goal, right? Light them up, burn them down. If you're a 20-something dude and you're offended, good. Maybe grow a backbone before Thanksgiving. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving, y'all. I love y'all.
What the hell?
Oh, you are you're great.
Yeah, she's out, too. She's on.
I can understand.
That girl's on some lean or something.
Randy Ranch wanted to kind of handle this because he didn't want to piss off his... soon to be, you know what, he wanted to handle it with kid gloves. I get it. Like, you don't want to ruin your marriage before you're even married.
She was saving that up for...
She has just not ran into Mr. Right yet, because she's or she, you know, she could have the mentality of, now no one said a word yet about, and no, I'm not looking for a sugar daddy. Nobody even said it.
I was thinking,
quit.
She's young or younger. Mm-hmm. If she considers 40s a sugar daddy, early 40s,
I think it's
that's what she wants, an older guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, from the, you know.
I know a lot of old guys that are not mature, so I don't know what she's thinking.
I would just wave to Paige if you're not watching the live stream. Oh, it's not on. I mean.
That's almighty.
You know, it's that thing where you just haven't found the right one yet. I mean, maybe you are one who... you know, identify better with someone that's a little bit older or whatever.
She called him the P word, you know?
Yeah, like she said, what was the way she said it? She's straight up, is that what she said?
Yeah, matter of fact.
Oh, I know what she said. What was it? She said, lace it up.
Call your mom, lace it up, deal with it.
Oh, she said something else. Like, that's a cool little rhyme I'd never heard before. You know, it's like be a sweetie, wipe the CD kind of thing. Oh my God. All right. Well, call in. Don't talk at us like that.
That's what he's going to get. That's how he came off. He sounded real timid.
Yeah.
He's not going to say anything to her dad.
Yeah.
Though dad wants him to real bad, I promise you.
Maybe. Okay. Here's a good example. You've probably heard me say this example before. My father's mother, my mom was watching out for me when I was younger. I think she could see that I was going to have a tough time with being fat.
You should have peeled the skin off the nuggets before somebody told you to.
And my mom could see in the future that, oh, my God, what rhymes with Matt? Oh, God. I mean, any kid's going to realize that. Then I'm going to tell people that's not his name. That's not his name. And she would correct my grandmother and say, his name's Matthew. And my grandma, I know on purpose, would call me Matt. She would write on my birthday cards, Matt. She would write on my Christmas cards, Matt. And it was a way, in an in-law kind of way. But she wasn't an evil woman at all. But it was just kind of that, it was her only son. You know, she had two daughters. And it was kind of like, I don't know. I'm not saying she was a mean person, but like, that was contrived. She was doing that to aggravate my mom a little bit. And I enjoyed it because it was all about me.
Poking the bear.
It was.
Well, at least she didn't name you Hunky.
Could you imagine?
What rhymes with it?
Why'd she name me Hunky? Oh, my God. Oh. Mary, we just came out of the disco era. Maybe they'll call him Funky. No feel. No, they're going to call him that. You know that cheap candy bar? You think you're getting a lot, but there ain't much in there. It's like one big square of chunky. Those did suck. Did you ever get those?
Yeah, I didn't like them.
They were not anything.
I don't like Baby Ruth's either.
It was like,
oh, those are the
what?
Best. Get out.
By hate, God, I will.
Do you hate M&M's?
I thought you were going to say
something. God bless. Let's go to break.
Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning, The Body Shop.
Hey, is Fat there yet?
Pardon me?
Is that Fat there yet?
Who are you calling for, please?
You know who I'm talking about. That Fat working in the background. I hear him right now.
This is The Body Shop in the Prudential Center.
Yeah, is Fat there yet? He told me to give him a call.
Are you calling for a person that works on vehicles?
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. That fat, that works on vehicles.
We sell body products. We sell shampoo. We sell lotion.
Yeah.
We have nothing to do with cars. You have a good day.
Yeah, that's what he told me that. I, bitch.
Dongwa.
Hey, man, how are you?
Okay.
Hey, could you do me a favor?
What do you need?
Put that fat on the phone for me. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
No, I don't. Mike?
Yeah, put that fat on the phone.
Hang on.
No. Hey.
What's up?
Is dumb there yet?
Dumb?
Yeah, you know that dumb talking about. The one in the back.
One in the back?
Yeah, he told me to give him a call. Put that dumb on the phone for me.
He's on there.
You're the only dumb there right now?
I am.
Who's the dumb that gave you a job?
Same dumb that called here.
Oh, that's not nice, guys.
What's up, man?
No, seriously, put dumb on the phone.
You're looking for me?
Well, you may be the only dumb there, but he said he'd be there, too. The dumb usually works in the back. It's for a dumb to give you guys a job. Think of it. One dumb hiring a couple more dumb. It's pretty dumb.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Tony.
Tony who?
Tony.
Hello?
Thunder.
Hey, what are you doing? Who's this?
This is Kevin. How can I help you?
Kevin, put that fat on the phone for me.
Who's that?
Joe.
Joe?
Yeah, put that fat on the phone.
Joey's not here today.
Where is that fat?
Who?
Where is he at?
Joe?
Why you got me on speakerphone now, fat?
Who's this? How you figure you're on speakerphone?
I can tell I'm on speakerphone, fat. Put that fat on the phone.
I don't have your speakerphone.
I can tell I'm on speakerphone, fat. Where the hell is he at? His probation officer? Cheating on his wife again, probably. That fat.
I don't know. What, yo, I'm on the phone, bro. Relax. Hello?
Yeah, put that fat on the phone. I hear him behind you.
You hear Joe behind me? Hold on. Thunder.
What are you doing, you fat?
You know what? Don't make me walk over there. Because I'm not going to drive over there.
Drive over here, you fat. Come on.
Man, this got to be Florida talking.
It ain't Florida. You get over here, you fat. I owe you one.
Yo, is this Duramus?
I'm going to say it again, you fat.
Kevin.
You fat.
Yo, man, that's messed up.
It is messed up. Why you got to be such a fat?
This is Robert.
I'm going to let you go. I hear that car won't start. Y'all selling them lemons over there, you fat.
Later.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.